Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Final hour on this Wednesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. We heard from Mike Vrabel in the second hour of the program. We heard from Robert Woods last hour. Now let's start the final hour with Titan safety Kevin Byard.
Doing really great with my diet and everything, so I feel fast, feel great, excited to be out here with the guys.
How important is that as you get on in your career to, you know, do the stuff you need to do in the offseason in terms of diet and training, getting your sleep and all that?
Yeah, I just feel like, I wouldn't necessarily say it's the older I get. I feel like the more wisdom I have now, I just know, you know, you got to eat right, try to eat right year round. My whole entire family tries to eat right now. I got kids too, so we try to feed them as good as possible. But just like I said, taking care of your body, doing all the rehab stuff, not just in the building, but outside the building as well. I'm always trying to take care of my body year round. That's just my mentality. Always staying in it. Not pretty much letting my mind get too far away from ball. I'm always locked in on ball. Even if I'm not in the building, watching film, taking care of my body, doing all the little things.
You mentioned diet.
Nah, you good. I know what you meant. I just wanted to put that out there.
You mentioned the diet. Are there significant changes that you've made? Because you look more lean than
Yeah, I mean, trust me. It's funny. I was, you know, sometimes, you know, your iPhone on the picture, sometimes they get like flashback or throwback pictures or whatever. I seen an old picture of me in 2017 taking a picture after a game with my dad, and I just felt like I had a gut in there. And I don't feel like I was heavy or nothing like that, but I was just like, my body looks so much different now. And I think a lot of that contributes to just having a better diet, eating more clean, not eating a whole lot of fast food. Just like you said, just staying in tune with my body all the time. And I feel like it helps on the field as well, for sure.
There's still meat in your diet?
And I still eat meat, but not a lot of red meat. You know, every now and again, if me and my wife go to dinner, we might get a steak or whatever. But mainly fish, chicken sometimes, a lot of vegetables, not a lot of carbs at night. Honestly, I'm kind of doing like an intermittent fasting type deal where I don't really eat food until like 11 o'clock, and last meal of the day at least stops at like 7:30. In the morning time, I'm eating like berries and stuff like that. I don't know, it just keeps me light, and honestly, it helps me recover more overnight. Just a lot of different benefits and stuff like that.
Your own business to take care of, but how much do you communicate with the guys on the other side? I'm kind of referring to Traylon, a rookie kind of coming in the league. Do you give him pointers? Do you try to talk him through some things? What are things like with him?
Yeah, I mean, being my first day back out here doing OTAs, practicing, actually getting some working with those guys, haven't had a lot of communication with him just yet. But I think as the days go along and, you know, as he's running routes and things like that, I may give him some pointers. Hey, if you do this a little bit, you might be able to get the DB to bite or get open. Same thing with Malik. Any type of knowledge that I have, I'm going to try to share with the guys. Same thing, especially with some of the younger DBs, just trying to make sure we're all communicating, because at the end of the day, we're all working towards one goal.
What are your impressions of Traylon so far, Kevin?
Like I said, I mean, I've only been out here one day, but, I mean, he's big. Looks like a big target. Excited to see, you know, how the offense is going to use him in different ways. I know he's going to be, you know, a deep threat guy. He's going to be working underneath, working over the middle. So just excited to see a guy like him step into that role of, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily being the number one receiver right now, but he's definitely, I feel like he's going to have to earn it. But like I said, I'm excited to see him. Excited for all the rookies, man. And more importantly, I'm more excited about some of the younger guys that we have on defense, Roger, Theo, and those guys. Continue to see those guys improve and get better.
Roger mentioned you as an influence to him early on, just having you in the building and the mentorship that you've had on him. What have you really been preaching to him, and what have you seen from him in these days?
Well, first, I think it's just important for those guys to see me in meetings doing little things. Like, I think for young guys, it's always good to see a veteran out there with his notebook out, taking down notes and things like that, so they can kind of see from an older guy who's been doing it for a while, see how he does it every single day, taking care of my body, doing things like that. But just on the field, especially for young guys, man, this defense is really complex. So I'm always trying to communicate with those guys, trying to preach to them little pointers and stuff like that, because you know, during OTAs, it's a lot of installs. So for some of these guys who are just coming in, maybe only been for a week or two, as we put in more defense, the heads get to spinning a little bit. So I'm always trying to give them pointers that say, hey, calm down, make sure you communicate and get this call out, do this, do that. And like you said, they're going to continue to get better and better and better.
In trying to get this defense to take another step, how much of it is trying to individually improve, set some goals, and how good might this defense, or do you all hope at least, to be this season?
Yeah, well, especially during OTAs, man, it's always about, you know, individual improvement for sure. For me, myself, personally, I'm always trying to get better every single day. Being my first day back out here, have some things I got to work on, and I'll make sure I come back out here on Friday, which I think, have a better day. So it's all about steady improvement and just letting the guys know, like, hey, it's not going to be perfect. No day is going to be perfect. No play is going to be perfect, but making sure we're out here trying to finish, showing great effort, those type of things we can't coach. But obviously, you know, once we get everybody in here, all the vets in here, it's definitely about just preaching, man, making sure that we're having that, I won't say continuity, but just the cohesiveness with all the guys, whether it's the rush, the pass rush, and the DBs on the back end. So we're just trying to get better, and guys are still learning. So that's what OTAs, in my opinion, is more about. It's more about learning the scheme. And as we continue to learn and get better with that, I think the full picture of what the defense will look like. I'm not going to necessarily put any great expectations, even though I said that, you know, we're trying to be the number one defense. But as of right now, it's mainly just about learning, trying to make sure we're getting everybody together to learn the schemes.
As a guy who's been in this system for several years now, what can a guy like you still learn as part of this OTA process?
Everything. Me personally, I'm a guy, I like to have reps. I like to get in reps. It's not necessarily about feeling like I'm getting behind or nothing like that, but I want to be out here. I love playing ball. I want to be out here playing ball with the guys. And then, like you said, just the mentorship of the younger guys, seeing the vet out here working hard, busting his behind. And I'm still learning. I mean, I don't think there's ever going to be a time as I'm playing this league that I'm not going to learn, getting better, doing little small things, adding little things to my game, trying to play the little game with Ryan Tannehill and things like that. So I'm always trying to learn, always trying to get better.
Your diet and conditioning and all that, is your weight different now than what it was when you first came in the league?
Yeah, definitely. I think when I first came in the league, man, I was probably like 215 or something like that. I'm not that much smaller. I'm probably like 211, 210, but it's a way different 210, 211. Like I said, I definitely feel more slim. I feel faster. And obviously playing last year, playing at a high level, I kind of felt that difference between if I have a great week on my diet, I'm eating right, I feel great during the game, I feel light, I feel fast, and that's how I want to feel 24/7. And being a younger player, you don't really understand that because you kind of just getting introduced to these type of things. So as I'm getting older, I definitely feel being lighter, being faster, that's the name of the game.
In terms of particular ball skills, Kevin, the two rookies, McCreary and Theo, what do you like about what you've seen?
Like I said, I see them out there competing, playing hard. I know it was a play out there. We had man-to-man. Hooper ran a great route on Theo. It's just trying to explain to him different tendencies between different tight ends. I know Hooper has a lot of great route craft. He's a guy who was, you know, in Atlanta, in Cleveland, really good safety valve, finding holes in the zone, but then also having good route craft at the top of his routes. Just trying to explain to him, hey, he might give you a head fake, different things like that. Just stay patient. Know where your leverage is. Know where your help is and things like that. So these guys need those type of plays, need those reps so they can understand how to get better and be better next time.
Who cooks at your house? Are you or Clark? Who's usually fixing the meal?
No, I have a chef, Chef Cleveland. He's not like – I don't have him at my house 24/7, nothing like that. But he usually come early in the week, cook all the meals, and he kind of labels everything. So during the season, I'm really mainly only dinner time because I'm in the facility for so long. But during times like this, you know, he cooks lunch, dinner, and all those things, like I said, for the entire family. So just trying to eat better. You know, when you know better, you do better.
Cheating, what are you eating?
Psh, man. The thing about me, man, I'm a big snack guy, especially at night. I think that's the biggest thing for me why I try to cut my meals off at 7:30, which is hard sometimes, especially if during the offseason, stay up a little bit later. You don't got to get up early in the morning. It's real easy to go down there and grab some cookies, some ice cream, or something like that. So I think if I can keep steady with, like you said, cutting my meals off at 7:30, you know, I wake up in the morning pretty hungry. That's what I want.
Kevin, I know you're a team guy, but last year, how gratifying was it for you, given how you guys struggled the previous year and you talked about communication issues, to come back, to have the defense play so well, and you individually to get back to your all-pro status?
Yeah, man, I honestly, truly believe that when the defense plays better, obviously you have to have individual players playing well, but when we have the defense play how we play it, playing together, guys are going to have great stats. And I was one of those guys that had a great year. Like I said, I talk about the preparation, my diet, and all those things with watching film. I was really great last year. But like I said, I really felt like even in 2020, the defense not having a great year, nobody really had a great year that year. And like I said, vice versa. So I think it's all about team ball. It's all about playing together because, you know, on third downs, if the pass rush isn't good, the quarterback has a lot of time, it's hard to cover for 5-7 seconds or whatever it may be. But when the pass rush is working well, on the back end, we can kind of play a little bit more aggressive, knowing that the quarterback has to get the ball out. So it's all about playing together. So that's why I'm constantly always preaching to the guys is that, hey, we have to be playing together. It all has to come together. It's not just about the back end playing well or the front seven playing well. It has to be all together because as a defense, when we're all playing well, you know, guys get paid and guys have great stats. So that's definitely going to be the plan this year.
Kevin Byard, the All-Pro safety, his usual engaging self for the Titans at the OTAs today. We'll talk more about it on the other side. Might even talk diet when we come back. The diet of the professional now. Really interesting stuff that he got into. When we come back, we will discuss. In the meantime, let's tell you about QC Kinetics. We're in the active season. A lot of you out and about now. It's getting nice and warm out. But you might be hindered by the joint pain, knees, backs, shoulder. You might love playing golf, but it's been tougher for you lately. Or playing pickup basketball, like Keyshawn Johnson. He didn't do so well, and he had a little fall on TV there. But you know what I'm saying. You like to get out there, but if you're getting older and the joint pain is setting in, I got good news for you. QC Kinetics is here to help. They get you back out there. Advanced regenerative treatments from local medical professionals right here in our listening area. It's the hottest thing going right now. It's basically taking growth factors with healing properties from your own body, highly concentrated, then putting them into your aching joints. It's worked for a lot of people. It's in office. It's non-surgical. They repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints. So find out if this is for you. Because we're talking no surgeries, no drugs, no downtime. Call QC Kinetics now and get a totally free in-office consultation. QC Kinetics, 615-249-4024. That's 615-249-4024. 615-249-4024 for QC Kinetics.
We are your racing station. Vroom, vroom, yeah. 102.5 The Game and 106.3. Home for NASCAR. This Sunday, 1:30, the Illinois 300. Chase will have Chasing Checkers at 8 a.m. to get you in the mood, to get the racing blood flowing.
Light the fire.
Light the fire.
Blow.
As the Doors were singing about just right there. Our NASCAR.
Wasn't that the cable guy?
Jim Carrey. Oh, man.
Different Jim. Our racing coverage presented by the Nashville Super Speedway and the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. I would have loved to have seen the Doors in concert. That would have been.
Are they open or closed?
That would have been tripping, man.
Huh?
Do what?
Are they open or closed?
Ah, I see what you did there.
It's a philosophical question if you ask Jim Morrison. Yeah.
You see the size of those chickens raising Arizona? Remember when they had the peyote out in the desert? Yes. I don't know what made me just think of that. So let's talk about nutrition. Derek, Kevin Byard sounded a lot like you at night. I mean, his night sounded like you during the day.
Yeah, man.
He likes his snacks, his sweets.
Yes, that's the sugar is the most addictive thing in the world. Hence, that's why it's in everything. But, yeah, I think players, that's one of the biggest things that I believe that causes a guy to have longevity in such a physical sport is, yes, you have to condition and you have to do the things to make sure, you know, your body's strong and can withstand the beating. But everybody gets hurt. And how does your body react after you get hurt? How long does it take you to get back on the field? And, you know, if you're not and guys are much better now than they were before with their diet and everything else, because I truly believe that the reason why I played 15 years was because of the things that I cut out of my diet. Now, I still ate my sweets now. I just can't get away from that. It seems like Kevin Byard can't get away from it either. But everything is in moderation. And, you know, you eating, the times you eat, how many meals you eat, what you drink and what you don't drink, I think is huge when it comes to a guy being able to, how fast does it take him to heal after an injury. I firmly believe that, because I've seen guys have some of the same injuries that I've had, whether it's a twisted ankle or something like that. And I've come back much quicker than they did. And I knew exactly, you know, what they ate and all that other stuff, because we're on the building together. And, you know, we go out together at the time sometimes. And, you know, my thing was, during the season, I wasn't drinking. I just wasn't. To each his own. But for me, I didn't, because I knew the older I got, the harder it was going to be for my body to heal itself. So I wasn't going to impede it by putting things in my body during the season that was going to hurt, you know. And I think a lot of other guys now are starting to figure that out too. Like, the things that I put in my body may cause a lot of that inflammation that, you know, if I don't have it in my body, then that inflammation tends to go away quicker.
Maurice Clarett did not get that memo.
Nah, he didn't.
He did not.
Nah.
Well, there's been many.
Yeah. But these guys, and Byard is right. I mean, you're always going to have that one thing, whether it's Oreo cookies, whether
Pretty
it's
sure
ice
Lindell
cream.
White didn't
yes,
get that memo.
Lindell, ice cream. It's always going to be that one thing that everybody has their sort of like vice.
Do you think it's a day of the week? Is there a cheat day? There's a way you could set it up to where you can have that lax day, treat yourself a little bit,
right?
Yeah,
it's either that cheat day or that cheat meal. Now, and some people's cheat day might be different from someone else's. You know, I think we heard Tom Brady say his cheat day was, I think, some type of pie that he likes eating, you know. So everybody cheat day is different. My cheat day was, okay, I'm going to eat some candy, or I'm going to eat some cookies or a cake, you know, a slice of cake or something like that. So that was my cheat day.
I just think it's really interesting how a lot of players have gotten into the game, because I feel like there was a time where you didn't even think about it at all. Mm-hmm. You didn't worry about it, but now it's like I can gain an advantage. Mm-hmm. But
thanks, Kamish. Nashville's best deal of the week: Beach Bend Amusement Park and Splash Lagoon Water Park. Buy a one-day pass for $35.99. Get one free now at thegamenashville.com/deals. Major announcement coming up at 5 o'clock today, so be listening for that. Nate on our text line says his chef's name is Sam Adams. It's not a bad chef to have. I've also
Sam Adams?
Chef. Yeah.
The big defensive lineman? That played for Buffalo? And
I don't believe so, because I'm sure he had a chef.
That played for the Baltimore Ravens?
Although his chef may be gone. He may have eaten.
Yeah, plural, chefs. All team.
A team of chefs. I've got a chef named Jack. This is a gentleman. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Okay. Gentleman Jack.
I'll tell you a place that I did learn on my little trip down to Atlanta, that they definitely did. I don't think they had a chef on, because it's not, I don't think your chef would approve, but it was an experience. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever heard of Bucky's?
It's the greatest thing.
Ooh, Bucky Brooks.
Oh my gosh. So Elijah clearly has heard of.
I haven't heard of Bucky's. Is it a belt buckle place?
It is not a belt buckle place.
I mean,
it's
they
a place
could sell
that has,
belt buckles.
Oh, they probably do. What do they not sell in there? They have about 1,000 gas pumps, and inside it's insanity. I mean, it's insanity. They are printing money at Bucky's.
It's beautiful chaos.
It is it is chaos. I don't know how beautiful it is, but it is chaos.
I can't drive through the state of Georgia without stopping at a Boosie's.
Is that what it is? I thought
it's
it was Bucky's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But is that what you call it? It earned special nickname status.
Oh,
yeah.
What do you call it?
Boosies.
Boosies.
Bootsies?
Boosies.
Oh,
yeah.
Boosies.
It's like the Eastern European pronunciation of the two C's together.
Oh, okay.
Boosies.
Boosies.
Makes it sound fancier. But yeah, that's the greatest place on earth. There's 1,000 different gas pumps, and underrated part too. In the bathroom, there's 1,000 different stalls too, so there's never a line. You're in and out. They sell food. They have the best.
They sell food in the stalls?
They
not they, there might
I'm
be
sure
some.
It's coming.
I'm sure it's coming.
I wouldn't touch that.
I mean,
that's how clean the bathrooms are.
They are that clean, and then they, like there's food everywhere. Like I don't know, it's like a little mini market plus like a gas station and some of the best like barbecue sandwiches you've ever had in your life.
It's a gas station on Oakland A's 80s steroids. Okay,
wow.
Yeah, I'm talking Bash Brothers steroids. It is on some serious heat. Like I said, they realistically have what, Elijah, 100 pumps?
Over 100. I was at one that
100
had,
gas pumps or more.
Yeah, I was at one. I think that had – I saw one gas pump that was like 162 or something that was labeled. Like, it is a ton. They just like they get this big like area of land. It's a massive building, a ton of different gas pumps. And, like, if you go inside, too, it's like you're almost stepping into a Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that big. Like, these places are huge. There's actually one being built in Crossville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I heard Crossville and, because I started looking this up, because, you know, we started hearing about, you got to stop at Buc-ee's. I'm like, what? You got to stop at Buc-ee's. I'm like, it was like, so we did it. And I was like, holy crap. Oh, my God. But I think there's going to be one in Pigeon Forge, too, which, again, if you think they're printing money at the one I stopped at in Georgia, can you imagine the one in Pigeon Forge?
Everybody's going to be going there.
In the summer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess even in the winter. What am I kidding? That's they are printing money. There are 1,000 people in that store at all times. You're laughing. Elijah knows it. It's crazy.
Okay.
By the way, they're not having trouble finding workers.
No.
No. No, it's crazy. I mean, basically anything you want, anything, they've got it.
That's why you ask what's there, like, you say it, and it's going to be true.
You want fruit? They got like a fruit section. I mean, fresh fruit, cut, everything, D-Mace.
Man.
You want booze? They got booze. You want
jerky?
Sweets?
They have a jerky
wall.
You want
jerky? You want a brisket sandwich? They'll cut it up for you right there.
A jerky wall. A wall of jerky.
You think we're kidding?
A wall of jerky. An entire wall on that building. Out of the many walls, there is one that is dedicated to jerky. It is fantastic.
The jerky you want.
Okay, I got to take note of this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't.
If you're driving to Atlanta, where am I looking? What's the spot?
It's exit 238, 236.
Man,
Where is that? What town? What town?
Twice, Derek.
Oh, my bad.
Who knows what town?
Going and coming.
It doesn't matter. You can't miss it.
How far along? Past Chattanooga?
They have a billboard every mile for like 50 miles. A Buc-ee's exit 238.
They want to make sure you don't miss it.
You would think it's the World's Fair if you just look at the billboards to get to this.
I've done that drive
exit
many times. I got to get clued into this. So that's why I'm asking. So I go past Chattanooga. I'm into Georgia. How far into Georgia before? Like Dalton?
You're probably an hour outside of Atlanta.
It's like seemingly in the middle of nowhere.
So past Dalton.
I think, past Dalton. I think it's 238, 236, something
Rome,
like that.
Rome?
I'm just trying to think of towns that I remember
it's like
on the
there
drive.
There was nothing there, and they decided to build Disney World. Well, no, wait a minute. They just called it Buc-ee's. And it's like, what does
Food
happen?
World with gas.
Yeah.
Bunch of it.
Like, it takes like three light changes for you just to get out of there.
So it's about an hour from Atlanta?
Yeah.
Hour and a half, maybe.
Hour and a half. Maybe hour 15, somewhere.
I want to put this on the list of to-dos. I mean, we got a couple of drives. We got some, as you know, Darren, there's often some tournaments down there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are.
I think we have three this summer slated, so we got
to
put this on the agenda here.
You'll need to gas up a Buc-ee's.
So Buc-ee's is the destination.
Okay, we're gonna do a field trip report.
But be on the lookout for the billboards. Darren's right, because they'll warn you every 5 miles. It's like Buc-ee's coming up in 50 miles. 5 miles later, you'll see one say Buc-ee's coming up in 45 miles. Like, Buc-ee will let you know where he lives.
Okay.
Like, Buc-ee's not hiding from anybody.
And by the way, if you miss the exit, If you miss the Bucky's exit, then get off your damn phone. Or you've fallen asleep. You're like Chevy Chase. The whole family's sleeping.
But is there a sign? Is there a sign right after this that you just missed Bucky's? You idiot!
You
it's
idiot!
Back there.
You missed idiot! You just missed Bucky's!
Freaking idiot! How did you miss Bucky's?
It's a picture of the Bucky Beaver frowning instead of smiling like he does on all of them. He's frowning and it's like you missed it. You blew it.
Oh my God!
And you guys totally are saying this is worth the experience. So this is something we have to experience.
No, it's just something you have to experience.
Okay.
If you're in a time crunch,
in a good way
it.
Though, not in a freaky way. In a good way. This is like
not like
I'll
a Walmart after midnight experience. It is okay. A heavenly experience. Like this is, it's not just a people watching venture. Like you are in heaven on earth, my friend.
What are we talking about here? Slow down. It's first, what do you say in a freaky way? Did you say after night? Like what?
I don't know
on?
What happened to
yes,
Bucky's.
Exactly.
Like that's another wall I didn't experience. There was evidently another wall that I didn't experience. I don't know.
Slow down. Okay. Slow down.
What?
Okay, Bucky, gas station, food. It's the Walmart of food, it's, huh?
If you need a shirt, if you need food,
sure.
If you need
flip-flops,
booze, if you need flip-flops,
yep.
Like they got it. Like
forgot sunscreen?
Okay.
Got sunscreen.
Got sunglasses?
It, yeah. Sunglasses, they got it.
Christmas
and I may
ornaments?
Have a beaver on it, but
Christmas
they'll have them.
I do have a Bucky Beaver.
You know
Christmas
what we
ornament.
Need? We've got to get some Christmas. Oh, here's Bucky's.
Oh, there's
yeah,
Bucky's.
Let's go stop there at Bucky's. Go. Look, there's nothing Bucky's okay. Doesn't have.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Fireworks?
They got it all. They
oh,
got
yeah.
It. They got it.
Oh, fireworks, too. Ooh.
They got it. Okay. I'm just telling you.
One stop
I went to get, and when I got in there, I was so blown away. I went to guest services and asked for a fast pass. I mean, it was like I was just like, "Whoa, this is too much! Wow, this is chaos!" As, that was
you're just
word.
Running from one wall to the next one.
I mean, it was nuts. You want an icy ball? They got a wall of icies. Okay. Yeah. In fact,
they had shakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You must have been in heaven then. Goodness.
Derek, shake. That's kids play at Bucky's, man. They're like, shake.
Now, wait a minute. I got one more question, though.
The first thing we built was a shake machine.
Okay. So before we close the book on this, do I need to budget some time for this? Like,
if you are
most of the time, if I'm getting off the highway, I want to get back on.
Bucky's.
Like,
yeah,
okay.
Well,
you're saying I got to budget some time.
Well, if you're in a time crunch, Bucky's is not your place.
Oh, okay.
You're
okay.
Not getting in and out in 5 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, that's now, generally what I want to do is get in and out of there from along the highway.
Well, you ain't
on
doing
road
that
trip.
At Bucky's,
okay.
Then, the way it seems, yeah.
You'll go.
But
you'll,
it's worth. You're saying it's worth the time to do this.
You have to experience. You just have to have the experience. It's crazy. Like you didn't
Bucky
know something like this existed.
Who
so
is Bucky?
Is so okay for Willie. For, in order for you to get the experience of Bucky's, because you usually stop. Probably this used the bathroom or something.
Yeah.
I stop you. Don't stop. Hold it until you get to Bucky's.
See, I'd like to go straight to Atlanta
and
without
the kid,
stopping.
And if,
I,
no, no.
I'm
if the kids are hungry,
yeah.
We're saving it until we get to Bucky's.
Okay.
If everybody's hungry, save it to when we get to Bucky's.
Okay.
Got to use the bathroom.
Plan ahead.
Hold it till we get to Bucky's.
Yeah. See, I'd
and
like
maybe
to,
2 hours
I'd like
before
to
you
just
get to Bucky's, but there you go.
To Atlanta and not stop. But
no, you got to. You got
so
to.
If I'm going
to
stop, it's usually super quick. Get out, fill up with gas,
shut
run to the bathroom,
front
out of there.
Door. Eric in Bellevue on our text line says there's one in Laverne.
What?
What? No. Is that? No. Where?
Darren, you should know this. If this
I
is
know. Where? In Laverne? And then somebody says, do they have potato cakes? You know, I don't think I saw potato cakes there. Although you can get lost in it. You can get lost. I'm just telling you, this is – and if you think Robbie Stanley is enamored with Cracker Barrel, wait till you see
is
the
it Bucky's family restaurant?
It's no, it's just – that's it's one word, man.
Bucky's
they're
gas
so,
station.
They're so popular, it's like Prince and Madonna. All you got to say is Bucky's. That's it.
Let me see.
Just leave it at that.
Okay, Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, so I'm on the right track. There can be one in Laverne because they got the three closest ones here. I'm looking at you. You spell it
B U C. I think it's B U C C E E S.
Or is it B U C E-E-S.
There's a hyphen in there somewhere.
Yeah,
hyphen. B-U-C-E-E.
Yeah.
Apostrophe S.
Boosies.
Okay. Boosies.
It does look like Boosies.
Let me see. No, there's not one in Tennessee. The closest is, I guess, would be in Georgia or Alabama.
Well, no, they are building one in Crossville and one in, I think, Sevierville. So that's kind
of. Oh, and Bucky's is open 24 hours.
Oh, they're not closing their doors.
Now everybody's calling. We've created a monster here. We got people calling. They want to tell us about this
place. I'm just telling you, it's you're going to find out, Willie. If you're going down three times, you're going to experience this, and you're going to come back and be like, guys, I was stopped at Bucky's.
I'll be surprised if that happens, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try it.
Hey, and the ones that are close to here got 5 stars. The two that are close.
Do they stay open?
Is this Derek, a 5-star
Bucky's? If you saw this place, there's no way they could shut the doors.
Hey, I'm just saying they're open 24 hours.
I'd like to go there at 3 in the morning and see if it's still chaos. You probably find Elijah over there.
We got to take a break. Yeah. We got to take a break, and then the suit has come in. We got something going on. Something's happening.
In fact, this is our announcement. Let's just go on and let it out. There's a Bucky's coming to Laverne.
I'm trying to help y'all get to the bottom of this.
All right, we'll come back. We've got loaded lines. I mean, we've created a monster. We'll come back, wrap up the show next. Well, we've done it again, guys. We've created a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so mad at B-Man on our text line because I spent the entire break crying from laughing so hard.
You do sound tickled.
B-Man on our text line says Bucky's is like Walmart and Pilot had a baby.
He's not wrong.
He named it Bucky. Oh man!
If you go when you go there, Willie, that is going to be the funny. You just keep that one in mind, and you will laugh your behind off. It's like Walmart and Pilot had a baby.
Okay.
Hey, we got some news here though about
what
Bucky's.
We got?
Well,
who's in this? Wait a minute, who's in the studio?
Thank you. This is your suit speaking. No, I was listening to this. I don't know how you guys got on this subject, but I went to Bucky's.
How did we get on?
Yeah,
this
I
subject?
Don't know.
Well, Kevin Byard's chef. And
oh,
I
yeah,
said,
that's
okay,
right.
You
oh,
won't
yeah.
find a chef at Bucky's.
So I went to Bucky's for the first time on
you
the
can
way.
You find Chef Boyardee at Bucky's, but not a real chef.
Yeah, well, they may have one in the back. You don't know.
Well, you're right.
But, you said they had everything.
They do. I mean, they do. I went on the way to the World Series. That was the first time I went. And then when I went to Daytona, I stopped at like three of them. So. Man. You know, that was
Chase,
good.
Are we lying? I mean, what we've said so far.
No, I'm surprised that these two, well, I'm not surprised Derek hasn't. I mean, it's probably not bougie enough for him.
No, he got 5 stars, so I want to go.
Boosie's is bougie enough yeah. for D-Mace.
They have Porsche parking, so you'll be okay.
No, they don't. They do not have valet parking.
They got little Debbie cakes.
They
oh,
do.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I go.
Oh, yeah.
Willie, I feel like as much travel baseball as you do, like this is right up your alley. Mahoney.
Is it possible that I've walked into one of these places? Just
no, you would know.
Impossible.
No, you would know.
Impossible. Okay.
They have like 170 pumps.
Yeah, it's impossible. There's no way you'd be like, maybe I've been there. No one has ever said, maybe I've been to a Bucky's.
But I think I've been there.
Darren, we have a development that affects us. And I don't know if y'all have hit this, but I don't think you have. The first one in Tennessee is opening like this month in Crossville. Which
that's
is
not the kicker.
That's we're going through there like next week.
Right, but there's also another one.
In Sevierville. Too.
Yes.
No, but tell them, what is this one going to be?
The biggest one.
The biggest one.
Oh, Bucky's. Wait a minute. The one in Pigeon biggest. Forge?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, are either one of these going to be open by next week?
I don't know. Well, we're going to find out.
Because we're in June.
They might.
Oh, yeah. We're going to find out.
They might. Y'all might just spend a couple of days at Bucky's.
We do. I mean, everything we
Where'd
need.
You all go for vacation?
Exactly. Bucky's.
Wow, Bucky's.
Coming from the golf course, where? Bucky's.
Let's go to Frank. He wants to weigh in on Bucky's. Frank, what's up?
Hey, excuse me. Hey, guys, how you doing? Just a little bit of information. Willie, you can find Bucky's in Calhoun, Georgia.
Calhoun,
I-75, I-75, exit 310. There is no way on heaven's green earth you could miss it.
310. Okay, I was wrong. 310. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one I stopped at.
Yeah, turn left, go over the, go back over.
Yeah, you don't need to, Frank. Right. There's no way you're going to miss it if you get off at the exit. It's impossible.
I promise you, it is absolutely impossible to miss it. It's and it's about 50 miles before you come to the Braves baseball park. So if the kids are hungry or whatever, say no. You're going to wait till you get to the. We're not eating at the Braves game. We're eating now as much.
Okay.
You know, or if you leave the Braves game and you hear about the seventh inning, God, we're hungry. No, you're going to wait, and we're going to stop at Buc-ee's.
Okay. Yeah. So, Frank, you're a seasoned listener to the show. You're a seasoned traveler. You endorse this place.
Ticket holder to the Braves.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, all of the above, and yes. And I will echo everything Darren said about it. The brisket sandwiches are awesome. You've got to try one. They're awesome. And if you can't find the gas pump there,
yeah, you're
not trying.
Yeah,
you're not trying.
Don't buy a lottery ticket. If you can't find a gas pump, don't buy a lottery ticket. It's not your day. Thank you, Frank.
And I promise you, if you can find anything you want there, just about.
Okay.
The only thing they don't have there is a bar. So you can't go up to the bar and ask for a beer or a big drink.
My guess is Pigeon Forge will have that very soon. Thank you, Frank.
Look, I might find my future wife there. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. There you go. Look, everything is at Buc-ee's except the bar.
They may have a back room at Buc-ee's that you can do. Let me finish.
We say they have everything. We meant they have everything.
Let me finish. Speed dating, Chase.
Oh, my goodness.
Where you could do a 10-minute interview, okay?
Oh, okay.
Interview.
Oh, my goodness. Interview.
So the announcement at 5 o'clock is... I've been relieved of my duty.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
Oh, step into the studio for 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
RT, Buc-ee's. What's up? Let's go to RT. Let's find out what he's got on Buc-ee's.
So I'm sure the Buc-ee's in Sevierville will have a wedding chapel. So, Chase, just wait for that.
There you go.
And when my buddy and I went to the division clinching game last year, all we started talking about north of Chattanooga was Buc-ee's and about how they got the best banana pudding in a cup you've ever had. And so we get there, and it is if a Walmart and Love's had a baby. And I'm walking outside to the car, and I look, and they sell a tornado storm shelter.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
And we were just there for the Braves this about a month ago, and somebody had bought it. have a good day, guys.
All right, man.
Gosh,
Willie,
Buc-ee's.
You have missed out everything. On life. You've missed out on life. You haven't been to Buc-ee's.
Willie, the exit is Buc-ee's. So you can't miss it.
310.
310. Frank was right. Was it Calhoun, right?
Correct.
Close, Calhoun. And then there's another one in Valdosta that I went to.
The suit and I will investigate next week on if Crossville or Sevierville, if they're open. And if they do have a chapel in Sevierville, we'll maybe have an update when we get back
trip. We'll let
you know. All right.
Well, Suit, good stuff. Great appearance. Thank you for stopping.
5 o'clock today. Tune in. Thank you.
There's a Buc-ee's opening in Brentwood.
What did you just call it? A Buc-ee's? What?
There's a sports book in there, too.
Buc-ee's is at. Hey, we Buc-ee after the wedding.
Okay.
Soon
is out. He sends out the invitations. Rehearsal dinner, Buc-ee's. Reception at Buc-ee's.
All right. Oh, my goodness,
goodness. We need to get out of here. Good stuff. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Man, we could have – I'm honestly, as many phone calls and texts as we have, we probably could have done 2 more hours on Buc-ee's. All right. Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.